Hey, howdy and happy day. Alberta independence, Alberta separation. There was a telethon on just a few days ago. It was kind of amazing, you know, thousands and thousands of volunteers put all of that stuff together and it was effective. They raised a whole bunch of money and I think they helped with awareness. There's so many people that are annoyed at this kind of stuff, the separation movement. And I've spoken to so many people from Alberta who say, it'll never happen. And I don't really understand it and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you try to understand it, maybe it would happen. Try to get engaged. I mean, people are engaged negatively, particularly those who are federalists who want Alberta to remain in Canada. People who live in Alberta, they're angry and they say nasty things and they won't let themselves engage in normal conversation. And that's unfortunate. And the movement is trying to avoid that or trying to fix that, I should say. But I look at it with, you know, with a different kind of view, I guess. It's about concept. If you're married to somebody, the concept of marriage is a good concept, and you want it to work, okay? So it's not working. So you go to counselors and do all those kinds of things because you do love the concept. And I think people in Alberta who want to stay in Canada, they love the concept. They haven't drilled down to look at it. How does the Canadian government manage their business, which of course is your business because they spend your money all of the time? Let's just have a fast look at what Canada does. For instance, the post office, they lose billions of dollars a year and they give bonuses upwards to $35 million a year to the people who screw the business up. Okay, again, government people ran by liberals and they do a bad job of managing and they get paid millions of dollars. They get rewarded for doing bad things, for losing your money. And then you go and say, or people go and say, who's getting these bonuses? And the post office won't share. They won't give names. They won't give anything like that. That's the Canadian government. Now, Alberta ships about 1 million head of cattle per year to the United States. And then there's the oil, okay? Tons and tons of oil goes to the U.S. 90% of Alberta's goods go to the U.S. So people say, Alberta separates. What are they going to do with the product? I think they could probably do a deal with the United States of America. Now, you have the federal government in Canada again. This is what they're doing. They're moving ahead quickly with regulations in Edmonton and Calgary to make French a language, the same as English, okay? They're talking about banks, grain handling, grain milling companies, telecommunications, internet providers, airlines, railways, interprovincial trucking companies. They have to have everything in two languages now, okay? What? I mean, Edmonton and Calgary, maximum would be 2,000 people that understand French, I think. Hardly anybody does. And it costs trillions of dollars, trillions of dollars have been spent in Canada on bilingualism, on the official language act, and yet everyone who speaks French, they live in Quebec, and Quebec has their own rules and things. This is the Canadian government managing the economy again. Where does all this money come from? Comes from Alberta to do something for Alberta that Albertans don't even want. That's what's going on in this relationship. And now it's been suggested that Ottawa pull the healthcare system from Alberta. They got to kind of keep them in line, right? And so let's do that because they're talking about separation and how dare they. Well, firstly, so what if you pulled it? Because you don't know how to manage it anyway. I mean, the best before date is up on so many people and they're in line. They're waiting for years sometimes to get an operation on their knee or blah, 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 and try to get a new hip and have a nice day. I mean, and now they have this Canadian departure tax. So they're holding you hostage. So I don't know what'll happen if Alberta leaves. They'll try to do that as well. Like, give me money, give me money. But this departure tax is very confusing. I've looked at it and I'm like, what is it? So what they're really saying is on your departure date, if you want to leave, go to another country because you're sick and tired of what the Canadian government is doing to you, they're going to treat you as having sold all of your assets. Okay, then they charge you a tax based on that. So you haven't sold anything, you don't have the money, and if you have $1 million house, upwards to $250,000, you got to write a check to the government to leave the country that is treating you badly. Okay, and some of the numbers will go as high as 50%. There's all kinds of exemptions and different things. Typical government, it's very confusing. And the Alberta government confuses its own people. A couple of years ago, then Premier Kenney, he had a referendum, and it was more or less about say okay and I'll go to Ottawa and do my job that you hired me to do anyway. I'll go there and negotiate. Not unlike the referendum that's going on now with regards to independence. It's a referendum to say, hey, if you vote yes, then we can have a referendum. So let's have a meeting to decide when the next meeting is. So Alberta Independence and all the people, the tens of thousands of people that are involved in the movement with regards to volunteering and so on, and I think it's upward to 1 million people who are in favor of it, and the people who are not in favor of it, I don't believe they've drilled down to look at it, to really see what's going on, and I would highly recommend that y'all do that. Because it's a toxic relationship. Can Alberta survive on its own? Not only survive, it would prosper. Like any divorce, when you leave, there's a penalty. You have to give money to your spouse and you have to go out and buy a new house. It takes a year or so to kind of get reset, rejigged, but then you're happy. Happy's good and you're prosperous. You make more money and you can only speak the language that you speak. You get all of that. Hey, have a happy day.